This apostolic voyage of Pope Benedict XVI is rife with thought-provoking happenings and images. The Pope has been meeting with representatives of the many different religious affiliations in the land with a steadfast message of peace and a call for dialogue. On Tuesday, one salient moment was represented by his visit and private talks with the two Grand Rabbis of Jerusalem, Grand Rabbi Yonah Metzer and Shlomo Amar, who are respectively at the head of the Ashkenazi and Sephardic communities in Israel. Rabbi David Rosen, director of the American Jewish Committee's Department for Interreligious Affairs, told Vatican Radio of the complexity of Jewish society.
You know, it's a very difficult thing, maybe an impossible thing, to talk about Israeli society. You have heard the joke, if you have two Jews, you have three opinions. So we have many diverse elements within our society. But the Pope is a world figure. His visit is an event of enormous importance. And I think the vast majority of Israelis are very excited, very happy. I think there is a general understanding that it has a great deal of value for Israel's own image as well as its relationships with the Church.
Especially for the religious communities, perhaps?
Yes, well, you know the other joke. Just because I am paranoid, it doesn't mean they're not trying to kill me. So we Jews have a very tragic history, and the wounds of our history are very deep, and our memories are very long. Now, those who are more modern and who move in the world and know that the world outside has changed, and they know that the Christian world has changed, and they know there's been an enormous change in terms of Catholic-Jewish relations. But those who don't mix in the world at large, but live within their own world, are less knowledgeable about this. And therefore, they think that the Christian world is, if not hostile, at least rather cold towards the Jewish people and towards Jewish tradition. And therefore, their own reaction is a result of their lack of familiarity with the changes. That's why the visit of John Paul II in the year 2000 and now the visit of Pope Benedict XVI is very important, because it helps change attitudes, helps enable people to understand that there is a positive relationship. But still, for many people, especially within the more closed religious communities, especially in the ultra-Orthodox communities, are less aware of that and therefore a little more suspicious and would be less interested. They're not going to be hostile to the visit, but they might be a little more detached from its significance.
What impact did Pope John Paul II's visit have in this land?
It was an enormous... It was of enormous significance. Precisely because, as I said before, most modern Israelis have not met modern Christians. Even when they travel abroad, they meet non-Jews as non-Jews, not as Christians. And therefore, their impressions have in the past been taken from the tragic past. To see a pope not only show respect to Israel's highest elected officials, but to be at the Western Wall, putting there the text of a prayer that he had composed, asking God's forgiveness for sins committed against the Jews down history, to see him at Yad Vashem, at the Holocaust Memorial, in tearful solidarity with Jewish suffering, to learn of how he had saved children and returned them back to their Jewish parents after the war. All these things were amazing for Israelis and really had a powerful effect. Part of the brilliance of John Paul II was his ability to communicate messages on a massive scale. No pope before him, and maybe no religious leader ever before, was able to use the media in such a constructive way. And he understood that while documents are very important, not everybody reads documents, but billions of people watch television. And therefore, the images of his visit to the synagogue in Rome, and especially of his visit here in the year 2000, had an enormous impact, not only upon the way Jews see Catholics and Christians, but upon the way the Christian world also saw the Jewish people and the nature of the relationship. So I would say that it was one of the greatest moments in the history of Christian-Jewish relations.
And what about Benedict XVI? Since his election as Pope, haven't you had a closer relationship with the Pope himself and with the Holy See?
Well, I've known Pope Benedict XVI when he was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger already some 20 years, and I've had a number of opportunities to meet him. And I've met him, I think, five times since he's been Pope, and within the last 2 months, twice. He is, of course, a very different type of person from his predecessor. But theologically, he's no different. Theologically, it's very much the same, and his attitude towards Jews and Judaism is extremely positive. So he has said this from the very beginning: I am committed to going on the path of my predecessor and deeply committed to the path of Catholic-Jewish reconciliation.
And what are your personal expectations as regards this visit?
Well, let me tell you what Pope Benedict XVI said to us when we last met with him, a delegation of the Chief Rabbinate of Israel. We were four persons from the Chief Rabbinate with him in his study, and he said he hopes that his visit will further advance Catholic-Jewish relations and will help advance peace in the Holy Land and in the region. And I hope that that will happen too. Advancing peace will be a little more difficult because I don't think it just depends upon Pope Benedict XVI. But there is no question, as far as Catholic-Jewish relations are concerned, his visit will be an important advance on the historic transformation that has taken place in the last 50 years. The Nostra Aetate, the epoch-making document that came out of the Second Vatican Council, talks of a shared patrimony. What is a shared patrimony? A shared patrimony is the acceptance of sacred scripture, that what Christians call the Old Testament, what we call the Torah, the Tanakh, is the word of God. Once you share that, you are by definition joined together. You might not like one another, but you are joined together. In that sense, it's like a family bond. You might not like your brother, but he's your brother. In the course of most of history, there has been this, what you might call, internecine tension, sometimes violent tension within the family. And now the Church has rediscovered its Jewish roots and has rediscovered the one whom the Church sees as her brother. That we Jews should rejoice about. We should celebrate that. That rediscovery can only be to our advantage and to our benefit. But there are some Jews for whom the wounds of the past are still so deep that when they hear something, they automatically think of it in a suspicious manner. I've heard interpretations over the concept of elder brother in negative language, far, far away from anything that John Paul II would have intended. So we need the Christian world, the Catholic world in particular, to understand that it will take time for us to fully appreciate that embrace. And we need patience, and we need a lot of love and understanding in that regard. But there is no question that we have transformed our relationship. This is a new era that we are part of. And both the late John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI are leaders, historic leaders, on this path of reconciliation.
That was Rabbi David Rosen, Director of the American Jewish Committee's Department for Interreligious Affairs.